You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone. Of course, you are listening to Affirmations for a Living. I want to welcome you in once again on this beautiful Wednesday here in Vegas. It's absolutely perfect, the weather today. And I want to, of course, thank you for listening in wherever you may be, because I do not take anyone for granted. And I so appreciate you joining me each and every week. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I know it's a choice, and I so appreciate that. And of course, as I always say, if you like what you hear today, or if it just sparks interest and you want to share that with someone else, please tell them about us, because that's the goal, to get as many people discussing this process of awakening and all of the different aspects of it. And that's what's so interesting about that. You know, actually, today's show is quite interesting as well. A lovely lady, a friend of mine, in fact, Amalia Ejubi, and her book is Navigate Your Existence. It's the 7 Keys to the African American Resurrection. And what I found interesting about this, because, you know, I really never have a guest that speaks to a particular race or group of people, because I understand that we are all divine spiritual beings just in this facade, this illusion of this outside casing. But we're truly living in some interesting times. And as a people in general, in whole, this is a wonderful time as we're moving into this golden age. But there are some really interesting things going on out in the world. And as my guest is going to share with you, it seems that, you know, there are some groups of us out there in particular that seem to not be on the fast track, as I'm always hearing about this awakening process and this empowerment. And we're really going to share what seems to be the root cause of a particular group of people being on the slow track, as it were. So, of course, I invite you to always visit my website, and I'm in the process of revamping it. You know, it's affirmationsforliving.net. All sorts of goodies on there, from guided meditations to those who are ready to start to meditate and connect in, to I actually just put on a webinar series, and it's really wonderful. There are 5 different segments. Each one is 90 minutes. Everything from understanding how to get off of autopilot and releasing to beginning to create the existence and the life that you want. So it's really wonderful information out there. And of course, my book's coming out shortly. You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. So it's really cool information. If you haven't already downloaded the app, get the app today, Awakened. And that way you can listen wherever you are on the go. And so, you know, navigate your existence. Boy, that speaks a lot just in that. In a time when the African American collective is experiencing mass incarceration, high levels of cultural apathy, lack of respect, well, mutual lack of respect, it would seem, right, within the race itself. Quite interesting how all of these things are happening. And it's going to be quite informative to see how Amalia addresses this. And then we take it from it being a black thing to it being a people thing, because it really is. So, Amalia, I know you are there. Welcome in. Welcome in today.
Thank you so much, Edwige. But first, let me just get the name clear. I know it's a mouthful. It's Omiyale. Omiyale Jube.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I know people have trouble with my name as well, so.
I know, but it's all good. It's all good.
Absolutely.
But it's interesting how you started out by speaking to, you said your show usually addresses everyone. And let me just say that I most certainly believe that there is only one. There is only one. We all are connected. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I chose to target a specific group was, again, as you mentioned, right now the African American collective is experiencing mass incarceration, high levels of unemployment. We're the highest in the statistics of medical dysfunction. So there was a reason. There was a purpose. Seemingly, it is time for a great awakening. How do we resurrect the greatness that we once were? And that
Absolutely.
Is my specific reason for targeting one group as opposed to everyone.
Well, you know, and it makes so much sense because the issue is, and you know, I do transformational life coaching, right? And so the issue is, especially in the genre that I deal with, and you go from website to website to website, and you don't see us represented on those websites, first of all. So, you know, it's like, whoo, aren't we awakening? Well, yes, we are.
Right.
But we have such dogma. And, you know, I really want to cover that as well, because a lot of what it has to do with comes from slavery times where they wanted to make sure that they kept us down. And so they really drilled and drilled and drilled this less than this separation from source, that we're not God, and all these things. And it seemed like this is the false programming that has been carried forth. And it's so unfortunate because now, you know, someone like me, a black woman comes up and says, oh, you know, I've been visited by ET since I was 12 years old. And they look at me like, well, you've lost your mind and you need to go to church. Or, you know, I introduce myself, Reverend Dr. Edvige. And the first thing they want to say is, what church are you affiliated with? Well, my church,
right.
The Church of God.
Right.
And
right.
So that's a really, really big thing. All of these people, they get so stuck in the doctrine, and it's like they can't see the nose to spite their face.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting you said that, because again, my journey started a long time ago. I left the church, and I always say I got kicked out because I was asking too many questions, but I had to search. My journey began asking questions, and it seemed that no one could provide satisfactory answers. And as I continued my search, I find myself in all of these metaphysical conferences, and there was no one sitting there that looked like me.
Thank you.
And all of this information is, I mean, mind-boggling information, and of course it's not new. But all of this is, we're reconnecting with all of this information, and it seems that the African-American populace was being left behind. Mm-hmm. So I felt that there was a need. There was
Absolutely.
A need to bring this information specifically to the African-American populace. And again, metaphysics is metaphysics, of course, it's for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's what prompted you to create this book. You know what? Just give us a little history of where, you know, who you are, and just what your journey has looked like. I mean, aside from, you know, going to classes and courses and studying your entire lifetime, but really, what has your path been like for you?
Well, I started my journey. I was on two journeys at the same time. I was traveling two pathways. I was traveling one as a cultural pathway and then one as a spiritual pathway. My journey started out, I was born and raised in Harlem, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And early on in life, I was labeled culturally deprived, underprivileged, emotionally disturbed. As I went on through life, I've experienced abusive relationships and even an attempted suicide. Part of that came from me not knowing who I was as a person culturally. And so I began searching for the cultural answers. I started studying African American history. I began celebrating Kwanzaa, and the cultural answers began to come. Mm-hmm. And what that did for me was it allowed me to know I am somebody. I do have a cultural history. I am somebody. I do have a heritage. As I continued on, it allowed me to go on and be a success in life. I went to school. I finished school. I became an educator, and I'm a retired school administrator. But somewhere along my journey, I still felt incomplete. I still felt, even with all my successes, I still felt as a second-class citizen in this country, in this world. And I felt like there was something missing. Mm. And that led me to ask those spiritual questions so that I could go on and find out that I am also a citizen of the universe.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and that's wonderful that you just said that, because when I wrote my doctorate, it was on religion and the changing face of America. And it's so interesting because we are actually programmed from birth to search outside ourselves for answers when the answers are really internal, and that we are divine beings. And we will search a lifetime looking for the right job, looking for this, looking for that, when the answers are all internal. And that is the basis of all of this. It's that connecting into your God self is always the answer. And we'll take the long road, the short road, the winding road, whatever. But when you find the truth, that's the truth. So I'm glad you said that, because it really was about finding your spiritual self.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you talk about slavery, the church, all of the above, as you said, they wanted us to look outside of ourselves, mm-hmm. and always looking for someone else to provide the answers or to save us, when the answer is within.
Well, you know, here's an interesting thing, too. When you talk about that, think about slavery. They had to get permission to do everything. They weren't even, well, okay, slavery, but then we can even start on women who didn't have rights to vote. And, you know, and women still have to walk behind men certain paces and don't have rights. And so think about it. It's like we all have rights. And when you program a people and you make them subservient, well, is it any wonder that there are these issues, these underlying issues, but we cannot use that as an excuse. And that's what's wonderful about your book. It's like, people, let's wake up. No more excuses. Let's accept responsibility. Let's acknowledge, yes, and now let's clean it up and move forward, because you're going to get left behind.
and actually, that's the first key, Edwidge. Recognize. We have to recognize those anchors of limitation. What is holding us back? And before you can solve a problem, you must first recognize that there is a problem and identify the source.
Yeah.
So we've got to start thinking about what is holding us back. What are those anchors? Are they the isms that we've been told, or are they the racism, ageism, sexism? Is it the someone else directing your life for you? Is it the teachers or the institutions? Is it the belief systems that are no longer serving us? So
you
it's a matter of finding all these anchors that are weighing us down.
Mm-hmm. So you find these anchors, these things are weighing you down. Okay, so we've identified what those isms are. But then what? What do we do? Do we hold on to it like a badge of honor? Well, I can't get a job because they don't like the way I comb my hair, you know? So what's the next step? What do we do?
Well, now that you mention that, I guess I'll start with the keys. Because let me just first say this. There are seven keys. There are seven keys to the resurrection, to the African-American resurrection. Each one of the keys is really quite simple. Each key is simple. Each key unlocks a door. And once you go through that doorway, there are many different pathways you can take. Now, once you go through the doorway, easy, simple is not always easy. Once you go through that doorway, that's when the real work begins.
Mm-hmm.
So once you recognize the anchors, there are a lot of things that you have to do. It's that step in and of itself is going to take a while. We have all of these anchors weighing us down, and they didn't come overnight. We've got big ones and small ones and skinny ones and fat ones, and they're all over. So once we recognize those anchors, then we've got to move on to the next key, which is restore the knowledge of the ancestors. Okay. There's nothing new under the sun. The ancestors knew the secrets to the universe. They had the answers, and that knowledge is still buried within our core.
Absolutely.
It's buried within our genetic memory.
Mm-hmm.
How did we get from the pyramids to the projects? And what's it going to take to get us from the projects to the stars?
Well, yeah, and, you know, we can even go beyond the pyramids because, hello, again, we're galactic beings. It's like, hello, how did you come from another planet? A star seed, a magnificent multidimensional being, and get this low down here stuck in the muddle.
Right.
You know what? But one thing about the first key that's really important that we hear, and because I'm a life coach, it's really important that as you address one, right, and recognize it, and you do the work and restore and move through your process, it may take 6 months, a year, whatever, and then another one may come up. So like you said, it's an ongoing process. Not everything's going to rise up at one time. One thing may lead to another thing and lead to another
Absolutely. And not only that, once you get that anchor, first place, you got to identify the anchors.
Mm-hmm.
Step one is just identifying the anchors. We don't get to releasing the anchors till I believe it's step five. So we're not even there. Step one is really taking the time to identify the anchors. Mm-hmm. You've got to find out what it is. There's so many things in life that, I'll give you an example.
Please.
I remember I was at a conference, and at this conference, one of the activities was you were going to eat fire. You're going to put a burning rod of fire in your mouth, like at the circus.
Okay.
And I looked at that rod and I said, "I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that." And I was saying to myself, "I'm afraid of fire." And while I was sitting there, I was like, "Well, why am I afraid of fire?" It took me a while. I had to think about it. I said, why am I afraid of fire? Where did that come from? And so while I was waiting for my turn to eat fire, I did some self-reflection. And I realized that it was way back when, I think I must have been 8 or 9. And my neighbor, we lived in the projects, and you had the incinerator in the hallway. So you would take your trash to the incinerator. You didn't have to go downstairs, and it would go downstairs, and they'd have the furnace, and they'd burn the trash.
Oh, wow.
Well, my neighbor had broken a bag of flour. She swept it up, and she put it in the incinerator. And there was a little note that said, do not put loose particles in the incinerator. And it exploded. And as it exploded, I opened the door. I heard this boom. I opened the door, and I saw her running down the hall, and her limbs were on fire.
Whoa.
That was where my fear of fire came from. But I had completely forgotten that. I had completely forgotten the story. Mm. All I knew is that I was afraid of fire. And I was not putting that burning rod in my mouth.
Absolutely. You know what? And that so makes sense. And this is, folks, what I talk about when I say programming. You see, those things that we see, we hear, we feel as children seed us and go into our subconscious. And now we are being moved on autopilot, right? And it's until you become consciously aware and you start to allow these things to come up that they can be resolved, and then we begin the process of reprogramming ourselves. And
right.
So this is a prime example of how we are programmed with the idea of being fearful of fire. Perfect
Absolutely.
Example of that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So as we restore the knowledge of the ancestors, mm-hmm. there's so much that we need to reconnect with. And when I say restore the answers, the knowledge, again, the knowledge is not lost. It's within us. But we've got to uncover it.
How?
Again. We've got to do the work. We've got to do the research. We've got to get the information. We've got to get the knowledge, the tools, the techniques. It's in here. We've got to do the work. We've got to read the books. We've got to go to the conferences. And a lot of times it takes someone to give you that little bit of push. It takes a book like Navigate Your Existence, Seven Keys to the African American Resurrection, to open up that portal of understanding. So now that you begin to understand some things, and now you begin to search, you've opened your horizons, you've broadened your horizons. If you're still stuck at home in front of the television, then you're still regurgitating that same information.
Yeah, that false programming.
Yes, something's got to shake you loose so that you begin to search, for those ancestors so that you can restore the knowledge.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You know what? Let me give out the call-in number just in case anyone wants to call in and share their wisdom with us or ask a question. That number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I invite you to join in this conversation. This is really cool. So you actually have to become proactive in this restoring of the knowledge of the ancestors. You just can't
Absolutely.
Sit back and you know, and we've become such a lazy society. So not always the easiest thing to do.
Right. Absolutely.
So then we move on to the third key, you think, or are we still?
Yes.
Okay.
So responsibility. And this is such a big one. You know, I always say, it's almost like when I was young, my kids used to say, I'd say, that's my favorite record. And they say, Mommy, every record's your favorite record. So every time I get to a new key, I say, this is one of my favorite, but they're all my favorite. But responsibility. Take responsibility. You create your own reality. Take responsibility for your life in every thought, action, and deed. When we begin to understand that nobody has control over you, that whatever you do, it's your responsibility. Whatever's showing up in your life, you created it. And when we begin to understand that, only then will we be able to stop the blame game. Only then will we be able to stop blaming people, and only then can you go from being a victim to a victor. There's so much victim mentality. Mm. And when you understand the minute you step into the blame game, you have lost control. You have given your control to someone else.
You know, this is really, really big. And here's something, wow, that's just coming in big time. When we talk about responsibility, you know, especially in the Black community, they always want to talk about how there's no respect from the outside, right? And you got to respect me and you got to do this. And yet you see, and people can dress any way they want to, but they dress disrespectfully. They create videos and music, rap videos or whatever, where they're not honoring our women. So if in the own community we don't respect and honor each other, why would anyone else? And so if you're complaining that the outside has this false picture, it's because what are we painting?
Well, let me say this. That goes into part of responsibility. When we get into the key of responsibility, part of that goes into karma. Part mm-hmm. of that goes into reincarnation. And so that's a long, deep topic, because when we understand all the realms of the universe, the seven dimensions that we exist in this universe, and you begin to understand reincarnation, and we're coming back here, or karma, and we're having to learn lessons from past experiences, mm-hmm. we have to understand that it's bigger than what we're seeing right here, because there are things that are happening to us. There are things that are happening to us. When we start talking about the music videos, you must understand that there are people out there that are directing the music industry. When you say, I have this wonderful positive rap that I want to put out there for people so I can change their mindset, and then the industry says, oh no, we don't want positive rap. Or you have a music video that you want to make, and they say, well, I only want light-skinned girls in this video with long weaves.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that has a part to play. So we have to take it to, when I say you're responsible, that takes it to other dimensions. Because we don't exist in just the third dimensional realm.
Oh,
so there are things that
yes.
are happening on other dimensions. So we have to be careful when we start saying, well, we've lost respect because we don't respect ourselves. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. Yes, we have to take responsibility. Now that we're at this level, what are we going to do? We have to change some things.
Well, not only do we have to change things, but, you know, going back to the videos and looking at things, this is how we're seated. This is how we're programmed. And so we can stand up for nothing or stand up for something. And so we have the choice to not watch. We have the choice to not purchase. We have the choices to not participate in what's going on and remove yourself, because understanding the universal laws, we also understand, yes, there's karma, but there's also the universal law of wisdom. And understanding the universal law of wisdom, we, through wisdom and gaining knowledge and wisdom, we don't have to live out the karma of something, because through the wisdom, we change our dharma, our actions, our intentions. And so it's understanding that all of these layers, all of the layers, apply. And so we just don't take one. We have to look at the others, because wisdom, dharma, all of these go along with karma. And so we don't have to play out, because there's free will. And when we change our intentions and our actions and we grow, like I'll never forget, you know, growing up, my brother, he did all sorts of crazy things. And I would look at him like, oh my goodness, I'll never do that when I grow up. Oh, I won't do that. I don't. And so it's through the wisdom of being the detached observer and looking out and seeing, well, that works. No, that didn't really work from him. Through that, I've gained wisdom. Now I don't need to make those choices. That changes one's karma. So it's, you know, it really is bringing it all in.
It is. And again, because we have to look at this from all of the realms
angles,
and all of
angles.
The dimensions, when you say free will, and because this is your show, I can go here. When you say free will, it's very interesting that right now we're here, we have free will. So we have whatever happens to us is, again, our fault. However, what's happening right now is, do we really have free will if there's mind control? Do we really have free will if there are entities drugging our foods? So now many entities have come in to kind of clear up some things, because we've kind of lost some of that free will. The whole system has been set up so that, yes, I'm responsible for my reality, but I've got somebody over here messing in my stuff. Now, when you take it to a higher dimension, you brought that to you at some level. So you can't dismiss it and say, I'm not responsible for it. You brought it to you at some level, but we have to look at the bigger picture. Are people doing stuff to us? Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
But are they
all
here?
Day.
Are they here to teach us some lessons that we need to learn? Okay, fine. Then it's time for us. And that's why I love it, because the energy that's coming in right now is coming in
to help.
To help.
You see, this is so good. But this could be a whole new conversation, because let me tell you. Okay, so we have chemtrails. We have all sorts of things, genetically modified foods, right? And they do it intentionally because they know poor people can't go buy organic. They know that, you know, poor people can't go and get things to clean their systems out so that these chemtrails don't impact them, or that they can't listen to particular music with frequencies, like my meditation with frequencies, to clear things. And so you and I, educated, wow, you know, we have the benefit of that education and going out and seeking the knowledge, like you said. Wow, it really is a thing of caste and systems, isn't it?
These phones work on energy, you know, so we get this energy moving around.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, take responsibility. I'm really excited about this time that we're living in. There's so many things going on. When we speak to the African American collective and we look at all the negatives that are going on, the mass incarceration and all of those things we spoke of earlier, but it's also a wonderful time because this energy that's coming in, our bodies are conductors of energy. And so this energy is here to help us correct some of these things. Some of these things are not going in our favor. And that is why this book is so important. It is so timely. I think of this book more as, not so much as a book, but a movement.
Mm-hmm.
It is time. It is time for us to get this information so that we can take responsibility and stop blaming anyone and move from being a victim to a victor.
Wow.
Yes.
And get the tools that we need so that
Absolutely.
We can do just that, you know,
yes,
because
yes, yes.
People listening, it's like, okay, but where do I begin? Well, now you have a place to begin. Okay,
yes.
So the fourth key, Release. Whew, release. Let's take a breath on that.
And once you get these first three keys under your belt, mm-hmm. now it's time to release the anchors. We identified them. Mm-hmm. We found them. We've got some tools and techniques now. We've got some knowledge. We're taking responsibility, and now it's time to release those anchors. The question is, how do you release an anchor? Do you snatch it out of the water? Do you have to get down in there and dig around it? Do you reel it in? Once you have some of this information, now you know how to release this baggage. Now you can release this baggage. Again, you can stop blaming people. You now know that the onus is upon you. You now know that you have the responsibility for your life. Yeah. So now you can start releasing all of this baggage that's been holding you down.
How?
There are many. That would be a whole hour.
I know. Well, I know how. That's what
that
I do.
Would be,
right?
That would be an hour. There are so many because, again, we have different anchors.
Yeah.
You know, when you identify the anchors, you're identifying isms. Okay? Again, going back to the first key, once you recognize the limitations, the anchors of limitation, it may be a belief system that you're holding. Mm-hmm. It may be a belief system that's no longer serving you, that now it's time for you to find a new belief system.
Exactly.
Ask Columbus. Everything that we have believed in doesn't always hold true for the rest of our lives. We change, we evolve, and our thinking has to evolve along with it.
You know what? That's worth repeating because that is such an important thing. You know, what we learned as children, what we learned in school, even understanding the Bible, and as wonderful as it is, you have to understand the time frame that it was written in for them and for that
yes.
time. And so truly, you see, it's not about being stuck in religion, because all religions, whatever the religion is, they're all in the same house, just in a different room. And you have to be a truth seeker. And it might not be in one or the other particular religion. It may be outside the box, but the truth is the truth. And, you know, it's so very interesting. I have to make this point because I'll never forget, you know, me having this radio show. I had a friend who wrote a book on poetry, and I said, oh, you know, come on my show. We can talk about it, and that would be wonderful. And she said, no, I can't because I'm a Christian. And I thought to myself, and she was a black woman, and I thought to myself, you see, you're not willing to allow the truth to come into you and to acknowledge it. You want to put yourself in this little box, and you won't step outside the box, because had you ever listened to my show, you'd know that I believe in God. As a matter of fact,
right,
I will share experiences where I've gone to heaven, right? You would know that I know Jesus, Yeshua. So it's very interesting that because I describe it or talk about it in a different way, you believe it
right.
not to be in this Christianity. And it's so important that we stop judging and that we just begin to seek the truth and allow the
right.
truth to show up as it shows up.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is that I've learned not to judge anybody because we're all on our own journey and everyone will get there when they get there or not,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I say that because I have friends that are very religious, and I remember being in the church. I remember being told anything metaphysical, that term metaphysical is of the devil.
Yep.
And I was scared. You know, until I learned that metaphysical simply means beyond the physical. It simply means beyond that which you can perceive with your five senses. And this Western philosophy, the Western civilization has taught us that if you can't see it, if you can't measure it, if you can't tell that it doesn't exist. Yeah. And so we have to release the anchors. We've got to shake loose those boxes that they have us in. Mm. You know, I remember when I went to college, I was told that astrology was of the devil.
Wow.
And I remember I was actually afraid. I saw the book and I said, But then me being me, you know, I opened it, thank goodness. And then I look back, and all of the things that they say are of the devil, and astrology is of the devil, the numerology is of the devil. And you look back, and it's all over, superimposed through all of the religions, all of them, all of them.
Oh, yeah, so I grew up Catholic, and
yes.
They said the same thing in the Catholic schools.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we have to know that each person is going to find their own time, hopefully, as this truth begins to come to light. You know, they said at the end, in the end, the truth will come to light. Well, we are at the end. 2012, we ended a 26,000-year cycle, and we're at the beginning of a new one. So it is time for the truth to come to light. And
Amen.
as it becomes more prominent, as you're speaking and I'm speaking, and people beginning to feel that something is changing, then hopefully they'll start listening. They know something's changing. They can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
They know time is flying. They just don't know why.
Why? Or what to do about it, or what it means. And so we're here to tell you exactly what it means and to help you through it.
Right.
And that's what's wonderful,
right.
That there are those right. of us, the way showers, who have been gifted with this knowledge and this wisdom to share.
Right.
Amazing. Okay, now we move on to the next key, which is reactivate.
Reactivate. Favorites, but anyway, reactivate your energy sources. You have the power within, and it is up to you to reactivate your sources of power. Mm-hmm. So we talk about your sources, this vessel that is you, this vessel of energy that is you, this vessel of physical and mental and emotional and spiritual entity. When you talk about melanin, we talk about melanin. Melanin, people think of melanin right now. Many people still will say, oh, melanin, oh, yeah, that's that stuff. That's the stuff that gives people color, and it protects them from the sun. And that's all they know.
And that's all they know.
That's all they know. And as I went to my first melanin conference in 1990, and at which, you know, I like to eat, okay?
Okay.
I didn't eat breakfast. I skipped lunch. They went out for lunch. We were still in the classroom with the speakers. We didn't eat dinner. Matter of fact, they were trying to throw us out of the college at about 9 o'clock at night. We wouldn't leave. Then when we went outside, we wouldn't go home. We stood around still talking.
That's seeking the knowledge, right? That's a good thing.
Oh, my goodness. It was just phenomenal, the things that I learned. And one thing that I learned was that melanin is a conductor of energy.
It sure is.
Everyone has melanin. Melanin is the chemical key to life. It brings in the energy, the external energy, energy from the sun, source energy, and it conducts it into free, sustainable, renewable energy to fuel your body. I get so excited. I just get so excited when we understand, when we begin to understand our bodies. The reason that we can't reconnect with source energy is we do not understand. We don't understand our bodies. And so when we begin to understand the energy that we possess and how to reactivate our melanin sources, the things that we can do, the places we can go, okay, reactivate sources. This vehicle that you have has not one engine, not two, but seven, and we call them the chakras, seven energy centers, whirling vortexes or vortices of energy to balance your mind, body, and soul. And we didn't know. I have school degrees, okay? How did I get through school? How did I get through higher education? And I learned about the digestive system and the circulatory system and your bones and the this and the that. No one ever told me about the chakra system.
Well, because it's not
never
a Western thing, is it? It's
absolutely.
Just, yeah.
Absolutely. And so once we begin to understand the energy that we possess, and how powerful, how magnificent this body is, then we can take all of this information that we've learned prior to, utilize this information, and reactivate our inner sources, our energy sources, so that we can fine-tune this vessel that we call our body, our physical and spiritual and emotional body, so that we can perform at optimal peak performance.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're talking about that body, the pineal. Let's really just for a moment move to the pineal gland, because that is our spiritual antenna, you know. And for those who... You know, and since this is my show, I get to say whatever I like, right? So
get off
fluoride, right? That calcifies the pineal. Make sure that you're not exposing yourself to chlorine, right?
Right.
Use filters in your house. Eat foods that are as alive as these foods can possibly
be. Absolutely.
These are the things that will decalcify your body, your pineal, and that's your antenna. Let me tell you the experience I had, because, you know, for me, I've been visited by our benevolent beings from the time of 12. So back in 06, 07, when they started working with me again, a still point of violet light came into my bedroom. I woke up looking at it. I closed my eyes and could see it. It came up to my face. It turned into the pineal gland. It grew in intensity. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this thing's about to explode in my face. And, yes, it did. It ignited in my face. I felt the burn in my eyes, and it opened everything up. And so that's how important it is to have those things decalcified and opened. That's your antenna. And from that moment forth, oh, my goodness, the stuff I could tell you, which is coming in my book, just dynamic and amazing. But we have the ability to pay attention, you know, lemon juice or apple cider vinegar, a little bit in some water every morning will help to cleanse the body. So it's important as we are moving through these steps that we educate ourselves. We don't have to be rich to do these things, folks. So listen, it's about little steps moving us on this path.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, we have to change our behavior. What worked for us before is no longer serving us. We have to change our habits. We have to change what we eat. We have to change not drinking the water that, I mean, our bodies are 80% water, and we don't drink water. We drink Kool-Aid, and I had to put the Kool-Aid in there. Couldn't help it. The Kool-Aid and the Gatorade, I shouldn't have said that, but all of these power drinks and coffee and teas and all of the above, but no one wants to drink pure water. We've got to drink the water. We've got to move our bodies. We've got to move our bodies. And last but not least, we have got to breathe. We've got to breathe deeply and meditate and go within and find that peace within so that it can reconnect to the external source.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah. We are so blessed. We are so blessed to be awake in this awakening
especially
process.
Especially in this time, because this is the time.
Yeah,
with
it really
all
is.
The things that, and I hate to use the term negative, but all of the things that are low vibrational things that are going on this planet, and boy, there's no lack of them, that's for sure. All of these things that are going on all around us, there are pockets of people waking up. There are pockets of people waking up, and it doesn't take much. The ones that wake up will wake up the others around them. So I am so grateful to be in this time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Wonderful. And the thing about this is to be of the world but not in it, right? Or be in the world, not of it. Because whatever is going on in the world, detach from it. Know that all is in divine right order. And that it's working out for everyone's best and highest good, and send love and light to everything. Don't let anything you see in the news impact you in such a way that it takes you off the mark, and being off the mark, being out of your heart space. Stay in that heart space. Stay in love for everyone. Don't judge what you see going on globally, whether it's a war or the you know, threat of stay in love for every single person on this earth, because everyone is playing out what they came forth to play out.
Absolutely.
That they could help the masses awaken, folks.
Right.
This is how we evolve as a species. So put love everywhere.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's such a hard one for some people to understand. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult because, again, we see ourselves as separate individuals. When they begin to get the, restore the knowledge of the ancestors and understand that there is only one. There is only one. Now, are there some people on this planet and in the realms that are doing some very low vibrational
stuff,
okay? Yes, they are. But when you understand the bigger picture, you've got to understand they're here for a reason. They are here for a reason.
And love is stronger.
Yes.
Love
yes.
has much more power.
Absolutely.
And all they can ever do is feed off your fear. They can't.
Yes.
So that's why you have power if you stay in the space of love, because fear is the absolute opposite of love, right? So if you, that's why they do this scarcity thing and all these things, because it keeps you in this fear-based reality, and then you're not creating anything but more fear-based reality, and then that's the control. So when we start to detach from all this fear-based reality and say, no, that's not who I am anymore. From this moment forward, I see myself as perfect, whole, and complete. I see myself as a prosperous being. I'm claiming my prosperity now, and begin to vibrate to that, guess what? You're going to move into the space of love and abundance.
Right. Absolutely. And that is why it is so important, going back to understanding, taking responsibility. You have to forgive.
Mm.
You have to forgive, because at some point you brought this situation to you. At some point.
Yeah,
that's a hard one for people to really deal with.
It truly
whatever
is. Because
is in front of you, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you attracted it because what? You needed a lesson. You needed to learn a lesson,
mm-hmm.
or there's a reason. And until you learn the lesson with love.
With love.
With love and forgiveness, you're going to repeat it.
Over and over like a broken record.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So number six is reclaim. Did we do reclaim your power?
Reclaim your power. And again, from the pyramids to the projects, from the projects to the stars. Mm. Once you take all of these steps and you put them together, you will realize that you have the power within. You can manifest anything your life's desire. You can manifest the personal and spiritual life you deserve and desire. Utilizing all of these parts puts the shit into motion.
Really think about what we're saying, because these points are so very important to understand that the power truly is within us, and that stop giving your power away every time we, you know, look outside and blame outside events. We're giving our power away, and it's time to stand up. It's time to really say no more, and we have to do it with love. Gandhi was such a prime example of that. Look what he created. Look what he did, and he did it with love and through love, and so that's what's really important, that we understand that we really have to do this with love and compassion. And as hard as it is to sometimes look at something, right, and not judge it, that's exactly what we have to begin doing. Hello?
Yes, here I am.
Here you are.
You know, okay. I just have to tell you, anything that has that works on energy, when it comes to my body, I have all of this energy. So my cell phones drop. There was a time I couldn't wear a watch. There was a time I used to go through the magnetic strips on my credit cards, didn't work. So all I can say, what does Monk say? It's a gift and a curse.
Absolutely. I blew two computers out in 2 months, so trust me, I understand.
So you know.
Yeah.
And
I have picked up light bulbs. I have picked up light bulbs and literally just a light bulb out of a box and it would light up and blow. I'm like, now
wow.
What just happened?
Wow.
So yes, I get it. We are energy, folks. We
yes.
are. And this idea that we're solid, right, is an illusion. We're energy.
It's an illusion. It is an illusion. Absolutely. So now, where was I? I was talking about reclaiming your power. So again, when you understand all of the other steps, you can begin to reclaim your power. That final piece to get this vehicle in top shape is meditation and prayer.
Perfect.
Meditation and prayer. Once you get all the rest of it, now we want to put it all together and put it into action. Meditation, some people say prayer is talking to God, asking for what you want, and meditation is listening for the answers
Amen.
From within. Mm-hmm. And once you do that, we cannot leave out the law of attraction. That's how it all works. Now, when they gave us the law of attraction way back when, what they didn't do was tell us that that was only one aspect of one of the universal laws. There are others.
There are about 50 universal laws. I do a class on universal laws alone because there are so many of them.
unfortunately, when they gave us this great information, they left some things out.
You think?
But when you want to reclaim your power, yes, you can. You pray, you meditate, and you put all of this into action. And you can manifest the life that you deserve and desire. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when you put it all together, you move from a victim to a victor. You navigate your existence. When you start talking about this being that is energy, the existence that is you, you navigate your existence. It's time for you to direct your ship. Absolutely.
And of course, the final key is rise, and we rise, and we rise,
and we rise.
Rise.
When you, all of the other steps, six steps, part, key number seven is a two-part. The other six steps are the keys to unlock the knowledge, the tools, the techniques. Once you have put all of this into play, the only thing left to do is to rise. Rise to your greatest potential and raise the collective consciousness. When you rise, you utilize all of this information, you will rise. And as you do, you will raise your vibration. As you raise your vibration, so too will you raise your awareness. So too will you raise your consciousness. Are you there?
Yes.
So too will you raise your consciousness. As you raise your consciousness, so too will you raise the consciousness of your family. So too will you raise the consciousness of the African-American populace. So too will you raise the consciousness of the planet. And so will you raise the collective consciousness. So the key is to rise to your greatest potential and raise the collective consciousness.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we say what's in it for me, well, I think you just answered it.
Yes, absolutely. Because am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. So the onus is upon us to rise. The onus is upon each one of us individually to do what we need to do to reconnect ourselves to source energy so that everyone around us will be affected in a positive light.
You know, we are the ones that we've been waiting for, folks.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
It is our responsibility to do the work, to rise
Yes.
up, to move through these keys, and whatever propels you to be the change that you've been waiting for.
Yes.
We're it. We are
Yes.
it. You know?
Absolutely.
And so let me ask, do you think that these seven keys can transform people? Yes.
You know, I absolutely do. I believe, especially for the African-American populace, so many of us are still in the church. And let me say this. It's not just that you're in the church, because once you get this information, if you want to stay in the church, if you lay this information over your church or over any religion, you will look at it differently.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't completely different. It's just looked at it in a different perspective. So I absolutely believe that this is the information that we need at this time. Absolutely.
You know, and we've been keying in on African American, but I know you would agree that this information, this wisdom, this knowledge is for all people, because we all have to make a difference and we all have to rise up.
Absolutely. The information in this book is for every man, woman, and child on this planet. The only reason that I said Seven Keys to the African-American Resurrection is because I feel that the African-American populace needs this information. So my intention is to take it to them. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But, yeah, it's for everyone. And so with that being said, how do we find your book? How do we get it?
Navigate Your Existence is on my website, NavigateYourExistence.com, or you can go to Amazon. It's on Amazon as a paperback. It's on Amazon as an ebook.
Very nice. And yeah, well worth it. So I encourage everyone to get it and really begin to incorporate those keys. You know, these are principles that are just as basic as they may sound, they're work. And this process,
yes,
is work. It's going to require effort. There's no doubt about that.
It's a journey.
And so it's really important that we understand that. But if we are to, again, see change in the world, you must be the change that you want to see. I mean, there are,
yes,
all these wonderful little sayings, but they are so true. Do you have any other thoughts that you would like to leave with the audience?
Well, just quickly, I would like to, because I see our time is just about up, I would like to invite everyone out to the official book launch celebration and book signing. Anyone that's here in the local Las Vegas area, it is Saturday, September 28th at 2 p.m. at the West Las Vegas Arts Center. You can find them at 702-229-4800. Again, 702-229-4800. And I'm also hosting a Seven Keys workshop October 20th at the La Quinta Inn. But again, you can find me at my website, NavigateYourExistence.com, or info@NavigateYourExistence.com.
Okay. Well, this has been wonderful, because this is exactly the information that everyone needs to hear.
Yes.
But hopefully,
wasn't it fun? Isn't it fun?
Yeah, it really is. You know, that's why I do this every week, right?
I love it.
Yeah, it is. And just think about it. So everyone out there listening, you know, especially to our brethren, right? The Black Americans in this country, you are loved. We're all loved, but just hear this for a moment. We are so divine, and regardless of where you are, regardless if you are behind bars right now or wherever, just feel the energy and really start to move into love. If you get nothing else, but understand that we are divine beings, understand that through love we can transmute everything that's no longer serving us. It's so important that we really truly get this. And if it seems overwhelming, the steps, it's not. Just have compassion for yourself, with yourself, and take those baby steps. It doesn't matter. There's no race to win here. Take your time and move through step by step. There are people like Malie, right?
Omiyale.
And myself, who will help you. And so I, you know, I'm just putting it out there and offering that, connect with us, find us, because
yes,
it really is about a collective effort. It's about helping each other. And so if one of these keys sounds too difficult or you're still confused, reach out, go to our sites and really, really know that it's not about just we're here to say this because it sounds good and we're on this show. No, we mean it from the depths of our hearts. And we're here to be,
yes,
of service, and we're here to help everyone. And that's everyone,
yes,
black, blue, purple, green, yellow, I don't care. We're here to help everyone as we,
yes,
all advance on this path, as we all return to our divine right. So I just wanted to say that, because it's so important that we understand that. So definitely please reach out. Well, here we are.
Yes, and I just want to say, Edwige, thank you for what you do. It is so needed. It is so needed. And it's such a pleasure to have someone who understands the process and is out there sharing with the world. So I say thank you.
Thank you. Omiale, right?
Yes, yes. That's
see?
It.
See, I know you as Annika, but...
I know. And so for those that are in the local area and they say, I know that voice, yes, I am known locally here, well, in a lot of places as Annika Johnson. This is part of my new transformation, Omiale Jube.
And that's what's wonderful, folks. You see, we get to make the rules up as we go along. Step out the box.
Yes.
Step out of these boxes. This is a prime example of that. And don't be afraid to express yourself as you want to express yourself and as you
yes.
want to be. That's what this is all about. We get to create the rules now as we move forward. That Akashic record, wow, we get to begin to write the pages, those new pages.
Yes.
What
yes,
does your it. Life look like? What is your dream? Create it. These
Manifest
are the gifts.
It. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So there you have it. Absolutely perfect.
It's just been a pleasure.
Thank you. We'll talk again.
Okay. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Light, love, and energy.
Amen to that. Take care. So there you have it, everyone. Wow. What a wonderful time this has been. I hope that you really gained some insights as to not only the resurrection of the African American, but the resurrection of all people, how we really can step from lack and limitation, which is what this is about, right? To moving to our divine essence of who we truly are. So Affirmations for Living, as you know, is always all about affirming a better way of living. It's about discovering your true authentic self. And embracing your true authentic self. And I am here to assist you on your journey. I invite you to go to my website, affirmationsforliving.net, to download my app, Awakened, to connect with me on Facebook. This is a journey that we can take together. So I want to sign off until next time in love and peace and gratitude. Take care. Bye-bye. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.